And it's miserable in the summer.
Happy New Year's. Good to see you again,
good
Joey.
Good to see you again.
Illinois State Trooper Joey Watson joined me in the studio. Hey, just quickly before we go, I was kind of giving you a hard time about the, you know, temperatures dropping, but the state police often talk about this time of the year. It's not always whether you get a foot of snow. It's whether you have a car trouble and it's too cold to walk away, your cell phone doesn't charge, you know, things like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And it
so
happens.
Be prepared. Now is the time to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a sunny day. You've got the chance to go out and get your car ready, make sure and top off all your fluids, check your tire pressure. Get your blanket, get your candle, get a candle.
Go
bar.
To one of the service depots, you know, and pull through and have them check the quality of your antifreeze.
And just as an example, it happened to me and my family a couple weeks ago. We had, before Christmas, about mid-December, we were on our way for one of our friends' graduations up at Edwardsville at SIUE. And she was graduating from the nursing program, and on the way up there, we ran into that mess that they had up in Collinsville area.
Oh, yeah. So.
And it was treacherous, and it changed. The conditions changed literally that quickly.
Same way it did here.
I sent them a text because they were getting ready for the graduation and said, hey, our family's not going to be there because we're traveling at 12 mile an hour and can't get faster than that.
Yeah.
So we turned around. On the way back out, a semi going westbound, we're going eastbound, decided to jackknife and park itself across both lanes of traffic.
Yikes.
And about a half mile in front of it was a 10 or 12 car pileup. And so we sat on the interstate, my family and I, we played games for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yikes.
So be prepared. It happens just that quickly. And so now is the time to prepare.
All right. So what game did you play?
There's an alphabet game. My wife came up with this one. So think of a name of a person, and every person has to go through the alphabet memorizing each one of those new additional names.
Right. So
that ate up a huge amount of time.
Wow. My first thought is pack cards.
Yeah. Yeah,
now after that, mine's like anything, and let's make sure we got battery backups for tablets for the kids in the back. Whatever it takes. Just don't make me do that. Because it is, and it can happen to anybody, as you just illustrated, you know. And it doesn't always have to be about a foot of snow.
No.
It's just about...
There was no snow that night. It was just rain and that was freezing on the pavement.
And it did. It switched just like that. That's why they had that car crash at by John A. Logan College that night.
Yes.
Because one minute it's wet, the next minute it's an ice rink.
Yes.
A little thin, you know, lubricant there is all you need.
Just enough.
You know, as 2017 rolls around, there were over 200 new Illinois laws that went into effect January 1.
That's right. Pumpkin pie is the new state official pie.
The pressing issues of state have been addressed.
Congratulations.
So we're feeling all much better about it now. But there are really three issues when it comes to being behind the wheel.
Sure.
I want to start with the one that I see most often because of the time I spend on Route 13, and that's, should we say, a modification of Scott's Law?
This is basically an extension of the same courtesy provided for first responders. If you look at it that way, you're basically protecting folks that have broken down on the side of the road, and you're extending the same courtesy that first responders were receiving. So if you break down on the side of the road, turn your four-way flashers on, and that initiates this new modified version of Scott's Law.
Okay. This is how stupid I am. I'm not going
to
call it stupid. I've been doing this all along. I thought I was supposed to.
You didn't actually have to, but it's a courtesy. And think about it from the perspective of the person changing the tire on the left side of their vehicle with their hind end right over the white line. Working the four-way lug wrench.
Seen it.
Yeah, and so I've been there.
You know, same here.
Yeah, and so, you know, from the courtesy perspective, we've been doing this for a long time. But now all it is just extending that courtesy as an enforcement effort.
All right, but I guess as you attempted to point out before I interrupted you, the key is those emergency blinkers have to be on.
Yep.
You go as far to the right as you can. All right, then you hit that chances are there's a little nub right there on your driving column somewhere near your knee.
Hit your four-ways.
And you make your four-way lights on. All right, now, what happens when people fail to do this? And I'm not talking about what's the penalty?
It's a petty offense, and so it is traffic citation. It's citable, same as a Scott's Law, basically.
Yeah, insurance go up, something like that?
Yeah, and then the same thing with Scott's Law, you know, as if you hit somebody, then the fines and penalties go up. So it's very, very similar in nature and scope to Scott's Law, and it's just now taking it from, instead of just being police, fire, EMS, construction, ride out workers, and tow truck drivers, now it extends to the public as well.
You know, I'd been involved in Scott's Law since the beginning. and doing interviews with it before I was even working on this radio station, because I consider this one of the more important things. And I talked to the people over at E.T. Simons as well, because this is kind of
important to them.
And they do, because they have trucks beside it. What is Route 13 construction projects? An excellent illustration. So you see emergency, you see a tow vehicle, and now if you see a car, period, make every attempt to move to the left. What are the responsibilities of the person in the passing lane when they see that and there's a car on their right and they stop them from being able to come over to the left? Because I do see that.
So
that's a hard one.
It is. It kind of puts the person in the adjacent lane.
Right?
Yeah, it puts them in a bad spot. If they have the ability to move over, if you're adjacent to that broken down vehicle or the emergency responder, you're required to move over. And if you can't do that, then you're required to slow down. So the question that I often get from driver's ed students, well, what's a slowdown? We suggest 20 miles an hour under the speed limit. So if you're driving through a 45 construction zone, get down to about 25 miles an hour. So that's the suggested, 20. When I sum it up to the driver's ed kids, if it has blinky lights, it doesn't matter what color they're on, and now it doesn't matter what vehicle they're on. If it has blinky lights, get away from it. If you can't get away from it, drop and give us 20.
All right. So there's drop us and give us 20. It's a good little it's a good little hook. I like that. I think that catches on.
Yeah.
And this is one of the laws that from your personal perspective, do people do this pretty well? Because it's one of the ones that I watch so closely because it's so obvious.
And
it's happening
the thing.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, and so anecdotally, yes, people do a good job at this. But it's that one time that things get epic that it really aggravates.
Is the fact that we have so many cameras in police cars, because I see these videos.
Yeah.
I see the video of the police officer by the driver's side window barely being missed by the semi who comes over too close.
Well, we literally just had one of these about a month ago. A woman was sentenced to 13 years in prison for striking a trooper on the side of the road. I've got that video if you wanted to upload it to your web. That's up to you. But I've got that information available to you. But she was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Of course, she was DUI and had several other things going on.
It's complicated, right?
So, yeah. It was a complicated case, but 13 years for striking somebody.
Well,
that's a pretty clear sign that the state of Illinois is taking this seriously.
Because the last time I did a ride along with ISP, we were on 57 way down south, and the officer, we've got somebody popping about 107 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's time for him to pull over, right? And the officer I was with walked to the passenger side.
Yes.
And I see this more and more and more now that's realizing that this goes on, because I was talking to a motorcycle racer one time about people hitting culverts and trees.
Yeah.
And he says, the human eye locks on things.
It does.
And when you're driving down the road and you see that car, your hand has a tendency to want to drive towards where you stare and look. If you do not continually sweep your eyes, and this is a survival instinct that came from growing up in the Savannah and the Pleistocene era.
Yeah.
If you didn't know where your hand threw something to get something to kill it, to eat it, or to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So our hand-eye coordination is really designed for this.
And then you get that, hey, what's the police doing? Oh, looky there. And they start focusing on you, and then they strike the back end of the squad car.
Right.
And so you're exactly right, and that's one of the points that we cover in driver's ed. Make sure that you're scanning in your environment.
One of the biggest problems we've had, and it doesn't seem to be going away, and that is people's need to beat the train.
Goodness.
And to be honest with you, I've seen incredible cases of rampant, blatant, self-destructive stupidity when it comes to this.
Let's put this in perspective. So your car, this is the weight ratio that we're looking at. Your car, your average size car, when it strikes a soda can, is the same weight ratio as a train striking your car. Your car is literally like a tin can to that train, and it will destroy you. There is no winning with a train, and they can't steer away from you. They can't brake. It takes the average train about a mile to stop, so you're going to get smoked.
Right.
Don't mess with them.
And when this comes to this new law this year in Illinois that went into effect January 1, involves crossing gates. If you go across, people drive over railroad tracks while crossing gates are down, is it an increase in the penalty, or is the total penalty 250, anywhere from 250 to 500, depending on how many offenses?
Right.
That's what the deal is?
Yeah.
Minimum 250?
Yeah. Yep, they increase the penalty.
Which, 250 compared to your life, it's nothing.
You know, you were talking about the construction zone right out here at Route 13. They also changed some of the laws concerning construction school zones. They changed the speeding limits, not the limits themselves, but the penalties. So if you're traveling between 26 and 35 miles per hour in a construction or a school zone, that is a Class B misdemeanor. And if you're traveling 35 or over the posted speed limit of the construction or school zone, you're talking a Class A misdemeanor. So it's a jailable offense. And let's put this in perspective. That school up there on Route 148, the Ziegler-Royalton School, sits right there on 55 on a Saturday.
Right.
But during school, you're driving 55, and you're at that, you know, that 35 mile an hour.
Situational awareness. Thing that changes.
Yeah. So make sure that you're paying attention to the posted speed limits and adjusting your speed accordingly.
All right. Because when I look at this railroad gates thing, it's $250 to $500 for the first offense, and it doubles to $1,000 each time after that.
Yeah, it gets big quick.
All right. So, and the other issue is, of course, mandatory insurance boy, do I hear people complain about this.
Yeah.
Joey, I hear people complain about
frustration whenever you've been involved in one of these. And
I can't tell you how many people have said, man, I've got insurance and the other guy didn't. I can't believe I'm getting, I am getting the bill here. What is going on? Right. And I've heard it. And, by the way, I've been busted for it, too.
Yeah, and it is.
I didn't have insurance. I was arrested by a Carbondale police officer, and I was charged and fined $500 for not having insurance on my Jeep.
And so they're stepping up the pace on those folks. If you are stopped for no insurance and cited for that and convicted of having no insurance and you're stopped again within 12 months, your vehicle is now subject to impound. So we're going to take you off the road.
Right.
So we're going to alleviate some of that concern for the victims of these.
This law, because when I did this, was many, many years ago, I'll have to admit to you. Many, many, many years ago. I was living just north of Macanda and driving to the station in Murfreesboro every morning. And sure. Officer Burns of the Carbondale Police Officer, you know, Officer Burns, he arrested me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
For rolling through a red light when there were no cars.
Right.
And then asked me for my insurance. And that's how we became friends.
Right.
And we've been friends ever since now, almost 30 years. And he arrested me for some other stuff later. We got to be friends. Frequent flyer miles for his back seat. But there were questions about this. What's interesting is when I was convicted, I pled guilty because it was true. I didn't have insurance. They later found that law unconstitutional. I wonder what's going to happen with this, because this law about insurance and how much you can be fined and how much time you, even though you have insurance, to prove you may not have your documentation.
Sure.
Easier than ever now with phones.
And that's the problem with the Illinois law. Now they've allowed people to go ahead and utilize their cell phones to show the officer the cell phone. But the problem with that is when I'm standing on the side of the road and you've forgotten your password to get into your insurance account, now I can't see your insurance card. Or the other situation that I see this often is, you've crashed and you've been sent to the hospital for care, and I'm standing here with your vehicle that now has to be inventoried and towed so that we can take care of the contents that are left in it.
Right.
And now I don't have insurance card for the crash report. So go ahead and print a hard copy and throw it in the glove box. It's just going to solve a whole lot of problems, and it's going to save you from having to deal with stuff like this later on.
Well, I can tell you that I have an anal retentive member of the family who has a little plastic envelope with springs that go over the visor.
That's awesome.
And it's locked in there in the visor, and there's the registration, and there's the insurance right. card, and a photocopy of the driver's license because, well, I might need that.
Right. Man,
kind of people.
Underneath every wing, right?
You got to have one in every family. So these new ideas that are coming out this weekend, all right, started this weekend, is one, going across a railroad gate that is down is more expensive than ever, and stop, minimum $250 fine if you're caught and arrested for this. Caught and ticketed for this would be more the accurate term, not arrested,
sure.
ticketed.
Sure.
All right, and failure to have insurance.
Speeding in the construction or school zone.
And Scott's Law, now sometimes referred to as the move-over law.
Yes, yeah.
This now states, but for those of us who thought it was all along, I guess we don't have to worry about it, any car on the right of the road or left.
Yeah.
With all flashing lights on, you should move in the opposing lane.
Sure.
Because sometimes I've noticed this, and I've never had this happen before because I'm a country boy and I've never driven down a three-lane highway before. But on Route 13.
Flags on the field.
No. But on Route 13 by John A. Logan College, I saw for the first time a vehicle that had malfunctioned on the left lane.
Yeah, and it happens occasionally. If you can at all, if possible, if you see that your vehicle's getting disabled, move to the right because it only makes sense. Who would you rather get hit by? Somebody running the speed limit usually, typically in the right-hand lane, or get hit by somebody that's running late for work?
Do you notice so, that
move to the right?
Do you notice that really three out of the four of these are really all about situational awareness? I mean, when you think about
this. You know
this,
what? If you read the signs and pay attention, you're going to succeed.
All right. When you think about this, you know, driving a railroad crossing, big ding-ding lights with red and white things are telling you don't do it, and you do it anyway. Move over. Well, it's just common sense because I literally, I'm going to tell you this story. It's embarrassing as hell.
Common sense is not all that common.
No, it's not. And increasing so I'm with a friend. We're out. It's like a Thursday night, and we're out kind of late, and he works for a construction company. And there's this woman who says, I want to make $28 holding that flag beside the highway.
Ooh, dangerous.
And just stayed on this guy. No, really, hire me. I want that because that's the easiest job in the world.
You're Frogger.
I can do that. I can do that. He grabbed her and he said, well, let's go out to the highway.
Yeah.
And they went out and he grabbed her by the arm and he started putting her on that right-hand asphalt thing, probably not the wisest thing in the world. He says, now you stand here for 8 hours where people buzz by you doing 65.
Right.
She didn't want the job anymore.
Yeah, yeah. When I teach it to the high school kids, you're basically the frog in Frogger. You remember the 80s Atari game. There's an updated version. I don't know the name of it. But, yeah, you're basically the frog in Frogger. You're at the will of those people not paying attention, distracted, driving through your construction
and
zone.
Nothing between you and them.
Yeah, and there is no concrete barrier there.
Right.
You've got a sign.
And it wasn't all that many years ago. We had like seven people die in one summer.
Yep.
Over issues just like this.
Yeah, so give those folks a break.
Hey, Joey, Happy New Year.
Hey, it's good to see you again. I always enjoy hanging out with you, and I hope you all the best in the new year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just don't know what's next. You know?
My wife and I were talking the other day. She said, what are you going to do when you retire? I said, I want Tom Miller's job.
Chances are you can have it. I'm hoping, you know, something big. Maybe we could switch jobs.
There you go.
Well, that would leave some people shocked, wouldn't it?
I got my hat. You want to trade hats? I'll
sure.
take your underarm
that
hat.
Right there. That probably would burn my head. There's something. Be dangerous stuff. Anyway, it's good to have you in the studio. I do wonder about 2017. You know, because this year, over the holidays, I didn't really see a big number when it come to people drinking and driving on the holidays because I don't think they do it on New Year's. There's still a few.
You know, and we were talking about that at length. Super Bowl is really becoming the bigger issue for
Super
us.
Bowl and Halloween, my understanding.
Yes, yeah, Halloween, but we're quite a ways out from that. Right now on my radar is Super Bowl. You know, we're starting to gear up for Super Bowl. It's, you know, mid-February. We're going to start taking a look.
Think about it. It makes sense. It's an all-day event. People got to come and go. Then the house parties.
Yeah.
They got to go supply. And it's going on all day and into the evening.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? You drink 6 to 10 hours and go, we're out. I'm going to get some more.
Yeah, and then I got to go home. Yeah.
And there's where it happens.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Joey, once again, thanks for coming in this
you
morning.
Bet, Tom.
840 News Radio, WJPF.